Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hello. Welcome to Monday.
Yes.
Good weekend.
Yeah, brilliant.
Really good weekend.
Final week of the show. Mm. I can't believe it. We're here, guys.
I know.
There's a certain energy in the air this
morning.
There
really is. We are so happy for a Monday morning.
Yeah, it's the final 100-meter sprint. Of a marathon.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's decorated the studio in a whole heap of tinsel, which is nice.
Yeah, that's very sweet.
Lifts the mood, doesn't it?
A bit of tinsel. It's amazing how far a little bit of tinsel goes.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what? My favourite part of this morning, Jade picks me up and we're driving to work. She goes, Maddie, I got spotted twice on the weekend. I was at TK Maxx and somebody came up to me and said, is that you, Jade?
Yeah.
Well, it is your... I mean, if you ever want to see Jade, TK Maxx
it's
on the weekend is
go.
A pretty good bet.
Yeah.
I reckon you got about a 50% chance.
No, it was really nice. I'm a really bad person.
She's a
person.
Big star.
I forgot her name. I've already...
This happens when you get spotted and chatting to people all the time. They're coming at you left and right. The photographers are there. It's just madness.
It's not like that
it?
At all. But I'm thinking I need to do word searches and stuff to try and keep
my
memory.
Isn't that what old people do?
Yeah, but I'm worried about my memory. I was thinking, why can't I remember her name? Like, it was only a couple days ago. I'm deeply concerned, but she was a really lovely lady. So
it's Newcastle's Jackie O.
No, it's not.
Get on the Sudoku.
No, it's just really nice to have someone come up and say,
always seem to get noticed.
Well, apparently I've been told, my voice is recognisable, I've been told.
Well, that's a good thing.
And also, it's, between, there and Morpeth, TK Maxx and Morpeth.
Well, you can almost
guarantee to see Jade.
That was basically her weekend. She went out to Morpeth
as
well.
I did.
get this. The woman at the antique shop said to Jade.
Janelle.
You remember her. Of course,
she's
you remember
lovely.
Her name. She gave you a discount. She goes, Jade, I just want to thank you. For talking about Morpeth on the radio.
Yeah, because people have been going out to Morpeth and discovering it, like locals. She said, it's been amazing, because she'll inquire, because obviously being an art gallery, she likes to see where her clientele are coming from and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they'd come from Nelson Bay to explore and whatnot, and they said they listened to our show from Nelson Bay. Shout out to everyone out there. And, they said that they can't believe they've never been out there before.
Well, don't forget the official Morpeth slogan, dare to do it in the day.
Dare to do it in the day.
Hey, guys, our final week of lads versus lasses today. Now, let's have a look at the leaderboard because it's very important this week. Lasses are on 42 gold stars and the lads are on 41. So this is the week where we really need to, get to it.
Yeah, this is the fight to the death.
Yeah, it's Newcastle's biggest battle of the sexes game on offer today. Jackson, I believe we have putting in some wine today, yeah?
Yeah, we've got the Christmas pack.
Oh, the Christmas pack.
Yep,
cool, excellent. Well, if you want a Christmas pack on us, give us a call right now, 13 10 09. Right now, though, Keith Urban and Pink, guys.
Right from the North Pole.
What?
The Christmas pack.
Direct.
Straight from Santa's sack.
Big old sack he's got there, doesn't he?
Massive, so full. 10 past 6.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads.
Versus Lasses.
Jade loves it when I put Nelson Bay in the weather.
I do. It is
special little
me.
Treat.
Well, I have the soft spot for the bay.
Tickled pink. Hey, lads versus lasses. It's the final week. What a competition this has been.
I know, right? It's getting really tight.
Like, who said, really, there's a reigning sex? It's really been 50-50 for the whole run. Lasses are currently on 42 gold stars. Lads on 41. We need to break the drought today for the lads. We need to win this, bring it home for the boys this week. On offer a Christmas pack today, guys.
Oh, there it is.
Here we go.
Jade, do you want to kick it off with Steve?
Yeah, all he wanted to do was talk about his near-death experience.
Hello,
Steve. Good morning,
Steve.
That's the note I have here from producer Jackson.
Good morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
Yay, Merry Christmas to you too. So tell us about your near-death experience. Did it happen on the weekend?
No, it happened a couple of years ago, but I was still in this guy's house. I'm a plasterer by trade.
Yep.
Anyways, this stupid electrician had run a wire in front of the stud, so we couldn't put the sheet on. So I said to the owner, listen, is your power off? The stupid electrician's done this, you know, blah, blah, blah. He said, mate, power's off, just cut it. We'll fix it from the other side. So I put my snips out of my nail bag and I've gone bang, and bang it was. And it threw me across the room about 4 metres into me mate and just absolutely blew the top of my snips out, so they were gone, they were in the bin.
Jeez.
It scared the absolute crap out of me.
So did you have any injuries at all?
No, funnily enough, Jade, I didn't.
That's incredible because, so forgive me, what would the volt be going through that wire?
Well, it's 240 volts, but, it's...
Because this is a really spooky story. So when I was out at Morpeth on the weekend, I was talking to this man, Trevor, who works at the gallery out there, right? Mm. And he was telling me his arm was in a sling. And I said, oh, you're okay. What's happened, Trev? He said he was in the garden. He had a Stanley knife and he was just cutting around, you know, the weeds and whatever. He cut through a 240 volt wire and wow. The ball in his shoulder exploded. Yep. And it just completely went to mush.
Oh, this is too much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying your Wheaties this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, it happens. But he said it's a miracle. The specialist said that it's actually going to heal back the bone. It rejuvenates and can heal itself. So he said, luckily, he doesn't need
an
operation.
The human body is an amazing thing.
Yes.
All right. That is amazing.
Steve, you need to bring it home for the boys, brother. Jade, question one, please.
Okay, which of the following Australian... hang on, lad. Sorry. How old is Taylor Swift? Is she A, 21, B, 25, or C, 31?
Oh. I would say Taylor Swift would be 31.
Correct.
That is correct.
Well, one on the board.
Question two. What TV show has been running longer, Neighbours or Home and Away?
Neighbours.
Correct.
Oh,
that's my God. Right. Saved the big guns for the last week.
Number three. What's Maybelline's slogan?
Oh, Maybelline.
This is real easy.
Well, it's not, because I don't wear makeup. I don't have blokes don't wear makeup.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known this either.
I don't think it's right, but I'm going to say you're worth it.
No. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Two on the board, though. Not too
pretty
bad.
Good.
Good job, Steve.
All right, it's time to go to Kimberly, who has her birthday close to Christmas. Oh, that's shocking. Her ultimate Christmas gift would be going skydiving, and you're loving the summer this year. It's a bit cooler, though, Kimberly, don't you think?
Yeah, it's just that, it's better than what winter has been this year.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Well, things are getting better this year. Let's get into the questions, shall we? Number one. Which of the following Australian timbers is darker in colour? Is it cypress pine or is it Sydney blue gum? Which is darker?
Maybe cypress pine.
No, sorry. That's the really light yellow kind of one.
Oh, damn it. I'm not that smart at these type of things.
That's all right.
Two more chances. Let's see how we go with this. True or false? Gravedigger is the name of a famous monster truck.
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Take a stab. It's a 50-50 chance.
True or false? Come on.
False.
Oh, no.
Kimberly,
unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
Not right.
The lads walk away with the win. Steve-O, you got it, man. Christmas pack, all yours. Thanks, man. You've evened up the score for us today.
Yeah,
good job.
Brilliant.
42 apiece. Excellent.
I think we're going to have an intervention off air about that first question. That was difficult.
It's a 50-50, Jade.
Cypress
what more
pine or blue gum?
All right, we'll do this off the air. Up next, though, Crevo, we've got a story about a rat.
Yeah, that we do. In fact, it's a whole bunch of rats. Now, we do love a rat story on the show, and one of the most famous cities in the world for rats is New York, right? It's known for it. They get on the subways and everything like that. This gang of rats, though, has invaded a restaurant in a way that has to be heard to be believed. This is an amazing story. Stick around for it.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Time for another rat story. Now, we haven't done one of these for a while, so I always take delight when they hit the
news. I love a good rat story.
So, rats in New York City, they're very famous because they're so brazen, right? They'll get out and involved in things. They'll just run across you if you're standing in the street for too long. That's how intense they are. Well, apparently they've, and this is the real description used in the New York Post, have broken into a Chipotle restaurant, which is sort of like a Mexican kind of style restaurant, right? And then said they were caught feasting on avocados and burritos. Now, you can imagine the situation. Maybe they got a bunch of pre-made burritos there. The rats have got one in one hand and an avocado in the other hand, like living their best life.
I love that, though. Like, if you're a rat, that's a good day.
Isn't it?
What a great day if you're a rat, like, stumbling across a burrito.
Well, so absolutely.
So how many of them were in this place?
Well,
shop?
It didn't say, but it says, like, there was a big group of them, and in fact, they then poured out of the kitchen and started jumping up onto the tables of diners and grabbing at the food.
Now, okay, I'm thinking about these rats, right? Now, Maddie, I think you would have been the head rat of that pack. Like, this just says Maddie, because we were talking last week, and it was your old afters teacher. She said that you were, what was the word? The rallier.
Yeah, I used to.
She said Maddie was the rallier amongst the peers at his course.
I'd you know, fight for things for the student body.
I could imagine Maddie being the rat going, let's all take on the Mexican restaurant together. We can do it. We can live and eat like kings.
So some of the damage they did, they chewed through thousands of dollars worth of wiring. They also ate through bags of rice. And they said they've got very expensive taste and absolutely got, like, most of the avocados damaged, which are really expensive in America at the moment.
This is all you, Maddie, because you love to splurge on, like, good food every now and again. Like, you do. You like fine, like, not fine dining, but you like to eat
See,
out.
See, what they need to do, what this restaurant needs to do is, like, learn how to live harmoniously with the rat population. Like, we do here at the radio station. We have a bit of a love-hate relationship with rats here. Let them sort of come into the building and we live with them for 6 months and then we get sick of them and get the exterminator in.
That's when we get the shits, when we put money in our vending machine and then our chocolates come out half eaten. That's when we're like, oh!
We draw the line here. If it's half eaten chocolates, the rats have to go.
All or nothing, rats.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
On 13.10.09, where did you find the mould? That's what
Covering
we're asking
this morning.
Well, no, because this terrible story has been going around because this man living at Jesmond, he's living in social housing, and he said that he has to breathe in the stench of black mold every day.
Oh, no.
NBN actually did like a story on it, and you can see, looking at some of this footage, it's absolutely vile. I really feel sorry for the bloke. Like, no one should live like that.
No.
Even in, like, rentals. There's
absolutely.
But it's huge in rentals. It's a big problem, and it never seems to get fixed.
I mean, not all rentals have, like, severe mold problems, Jade. I mean, I think you're just overstepping the mark.
Not all of them, but there's a lot out there, believe it or not. And most, like, owners just, you know, do these ones, like, and wipe their hands of it and go, oh, I'll fix it when there's a leak in the
back
roof.
Back 10, 12 years ago, when I first moved into the city in Sydney, right? I was like 18, 19. We lived in a terrace house. Like, and these things are like really old.
They're beautiful. I love terrace houses.
Beautiful, but super old. And a lot of the time there's moisture problems that go on in these houses. Yeah. We had the worst mold and we could not get rid of it. The owners didn't want to do shit with it.
That's what I mean.
They don't want to do the proper things to fix it.
Yeah.
But huge problem in the rental world. So on 13109, where'd you find the mold?
Excellent.
Where is it? I love moldy stories.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Interesting.
Well, I do. I found actually my banana in my lunchbox. I forgot to unpack it from my lunchbox on the weekend. Pulled it out this morning. Bit of mold.
Found the mold.
Where'd you find the mold?
All right. Mold horror stories after this.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
We're asking you for your mold horror stories.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo.
Yeah, this is all because some poor bloke at Jesmond, he's living in some social housing at the moment. He said, look, I've got mold in my place. This has got to go. It's not good. The roof's caved in. All sorts of trouble. Housing haven't got onto it. But got us thinking about our mold stories and where'd you find the mold? Because it happens quite a bit. I know I've lived in two rentals where there was mold issues.
Mm.
It's bloody terrible.
Yeah, because it's like you feel responsible to try and
fix it, but at the same time,
it's not your fault because the ventilation's no good.
Exactly, and there's more problems going on.
Mm.
We put this on our Facebook page, and Rebecca commented, this is full on. She said, under my bed, spores were growing, and now I am a bad asthmatic because of it.
Jeez, that's...
That's terrible. And once, apparently it's really dangerous to breathe in mold spores.
Yeah.
Oh, of course it is. It's
awful.
It can
be deadly, I think.
Yeah. Do you know what? There should be a law against, you know, real estates and whatnot and owners of properties leaving mold and not treating it properly because it is such an issue.
Yeah. Well, this is another one on our Facebook page. Lauren, she's written, when I went for a house inspection, the lounge room ceiling wasn't painted black. It was covered in black mold.
Oh, my God.
Held my breath and left immediately, then emailed the company how disgusted I was to be allowed to walk through such a place.
I mean, to have the whole thing black, that's on another level.
Yeah.
I mean, that needs to be removed or...
But that's what I mean.
I don't think that ceiling's savable when it's that level of bad.
No.
Well, I've got the audio here if we want to hear it from NBN News.
Yeah, let's see how bad this was for this guy.
Black mold from one end of the roof cavity to the other. Dale, who suffers from severe asthma, has been sleeping on his couch to get away from the mold, the smell of which now fills the ground floor unit.
I don't want to continually breathe in black mold every time I've got to go to the toilet or use the shower.
He says he's called Housing New South Wales at least 10 times, seeking alternative accommodation. Housing New South Wales did not respond to requests for a comment.
Poor guy.
I know, isn't it sad?
Well, hopefully they get in and fix it now that he's been on the news and we've spoken about it.
I mean, it feels like he has to go to, you know, one of those shock shows, A Current Affair or something. That's how you get that sort of thing fixed.
Nah, poor bugger. Oh, well, there you go, guys. Love it or loathe it. Up next, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
We've got a big announcement in terms of Friday, our final show of the year. We are doing a massive breakfast.
Yeah, we are. So we went out there, Jade. How good is the view from this place? Just to tease you a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, are we announcing the name of this place?
Rose's Rooftop.
We are, yes, we are.
Our second annual end-of-year breakfast at Rose's Rooftop. Tickets, we're giving them away all this week on the show. If you want to come and spend the final show with us, and NASA's coming as well.
Oh, he's definitely coming.
He's locked in.
He said, look, can you book me a room for a couple of nights, and I'll come. And I said, we can do that for you, NASA.
Aww,
so if you
want
to meet
good.
NASA.
Yeah,
he's actually a really nice guy to
he's
chat
right.
to.
Yeah, hey, that he is.
Love it or loathe it right now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. And guys, this morning we are talking Chico Rolls. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Never been
a fan, really.
Aren't they like a spring roll, but cabbage?
Like a giant spring roll, yes. Like massive. Yeah,
I think I've only ever had one, and it doesn't...
Only one?
Yeah.
The how un-Australian?
Well, I had one. To see if I liked
it. They're mainly servo staples, aren't they, Chicos?
Do you know what? A Chico roll is a staple of, like, a small takeaway shop on the corner. Deep fried goodness. It's funny, me and all my friends, whenever we like have drinks or whatever on the weekends, it always ends up with a box of Chico rolls coming out.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I love them.
Because they sell them at supermarkets, don't they? Like, it used to be a servo only
thing. No, you can buy them frozen at the supermarket.
Yeah, that's what I think. Fantastic. I've seen them. The marketing back in the day, let's just say, was very male skewed.
Yeah, it's a very 80s
fast
food.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's very 80s. Well,
the reason I bring this up today, news.com.au has released like this Mythbuster type article on all of our favourite Aussie foods.
Uh-huh.
And the Chico roll got my attention today. So apparently, it was obviously based after the Chinese spring roll.
Mm.
But obviously, Chico roll means chicken roll. There's no chicken in it.
Oh, yeah. I knew it's cabbage.
I always thought there was some sort of meat inside a Chico roll, but I'm shocked to find this out this morning. No chicken.
It's the trickery of culinary science. They make you think it's chicken with the name, and then probably there's chicken flavouring in there.
It's like a lot of beef pies that aren't really made up of beef.
Well, a few other myths that have come out today. So fruit tingles, do you like those?
Yeah, I like them.
So they can be used for medicinal purposes. They contain sodium bicarbonate, which is an effective antacid.
We're talking about the candy.
The candy.
Wow.
Midwives used to recommend them to pregnant women back in the day.
I believe that.
I like life
savers. That's
probably
where the fizz comes from.
Here's another one. Dim sims were invented in Melbourne.
Wow.
Really?
The dim sim was developed by Chinese chef William Wing Young for his restaurant Wing Lee in Melbourne around 1945.
See, I love dim sims. I could be a dim sim with the amount of dim sims I've eaten in my life.
Do you know what, Jade? I love how you're shit-canning the Chico roll.
Yeah.
Yet you eat those cheap frozen dim sims, like bag 50 for $5.
Oh.
What's full of more shit?
I'd probably prefer the dim sim, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
The cheap ones.
I mean, I'm not going and buy. I don't think I've ever bought some myself.
Does it matter if the price?
The price equals the quality.
Oh.
Like if you buy a bag of dim sims, 50 pieces for $5, you're not getting quality, Jade.
At least a Chico roll, quality. You know? It might be bad quality, but it's some quality.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. She's low energy today.
Whatever,
it's time to strike.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Guys, the big day is here. At 11:45 this morning, I am going for my license.
Yay.
I can't believe this.
I'm going for my license.
2 years later, it's finally happening.
I know. The amount of times we've been really close
and then
pulled out.
Right at the end.
Yeah, right at the end. I mean, there was even...
Just couldn't seal the deal.
There was another hazard perception test that went by, wasn't there, at one point?
Yep.
Not this time.
All done. And I've been training over the weekend with Bernadette, the driving instructor. She is incredible. I've done lessons Friday, Saturday, and yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one before the test today. And she reckons I will get it today.
This is awesome.
It's funny, though, because I've been critiquing Jade's driving just as practice.
Good.
And it's, like, really getting me in the rhythm, and I'm noticing when things aren't getting done. Like, you know, indicating out of a roundabout, Jade.
Yeah. I believe I indicated. I think this is all hand up for radio.
No, you didn't indicate.
I did
this
indicate.
Morning.
I did.
Anyway, it's you're going to get this from me now. All of that.
Oh,
all of those, all
as
of
soon
that
as you
time.
Start driving, we'll start pointing out all your flaws.
All of that time, guys, of kicking me in the guts, making fun of me that I didn't have a license.
Yeah, we still
payback.
I just
don't.
Can't wait till you start picking me up from places.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Our brand new designated driver has
all
arrived.
All the return favors.
Wine tour, anyone? Yes, please. Maddie's at the wheel.
Actually, I won't be doing that. Sorry, guys. But yeah, no, I'm so excited.
Of course, Christmas moving things on as is almost upon us.
Yeah.
It's really close, right? Well, nothing else was being said.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, it's getting very close, and we're having this chat on Friday about whether it's appropriate or not to give something bought on Marketplace that, like, is new in the packet, giving it as a gift as a brand new item like you bought it from the shops. So
yeah,
like
so. Even if it's not new, though,
yeah,
it could be anything on Marketplace, right?
Yeah, or I'm mostly focusing something that's like
it's totally fine,
new in the package, or it's in the package, but then you tell the person, "Oh, I bought this for you, brand new."
Nobody needs to know that little, you got it from Marketplace.
There's a little bit of deception in there, is what I'm, is what we're angling at here.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know because I've been wrestling with this personally.
131009. Do you think it's okay to give something from Marketplace as new and then pretend you bought it brand new at full price? Because there's some bargains out there. Stuff that gets bought and never used still in the box.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Yeah, looking for some advice here as we try and settle this debate from behind the scenes on Friday. Whether it is right or wrong to buy something off Marketplace, say new in the box, and then you give it as a gift and go, yeah, I bought this thing for you. Because sometimes you can get something that's like worth a couple of $100, like $50, and you look like a big hero. But maybe
really?
There's like...
You're not.
And there's maybe no warranty, all that sort of stuff.
Well, because I brought this up because I saw the Mimco pouch.
That's
this
right.
Nice one on Marketplace that I've been looking at. I thought, you know what? It's immaculate.
Looks like new.
It looks like brand spanking new. Like, there's no fault to it. It just has been given as a gift, never being used.
Mm.
And it's probably about... I think they retailed for about $69.95. And it's being sold for like $20. I thought to myself, you know what? Is it wrong for me to do that and buy that and give it to my sister? So I'm not sure.
In the box?
Well, it doesn't come in the box, but you can just wrap it up.
I think you should give it to your sister.
You reckon?
Yeah, because...
Well, because I wasn't sure if that was a bit...
A bit cheeky.
You'll get some good satisfaction out of that, because you and your sister have that, like, full-on rivalry, and then you can literally, like Crevo said, be the hero and say, hey, I spent this much on
$70.
Your Mimco wallet.
Yeah.
In reality, not that.
Yeah, well, because Brooke was like, how much are we spending on each other this year? Are we doing gifts? Are we not doing gifts? And we went backwards and forwards, so I thought, you know what? I still would be stoked though if I received that.
Yeah, but would you though, knowing that it's actually secondhand?
Well, I only buy secondhand Mimco.
Well, question for you though, as Newcastle's celebrity marketplace extraordinaire, do you find that you're getting more business around this time of year with certain items?
Well, no, because I mostly sell like unusual old stuff, right?
Mm.
Which actually doesn't do so well traditionally at Christmas. People buying Lego and toys and stuff.
Yeah,
you got a lot of pots and plant stands, I've noticed recently.
Yeah, well, that's the sort of part of it. But hey, that's how it goes. But this is the debate we're looking at here.
Hey, Gabby, how are you?
Really good. How about yourself?
Yeah, we are doing good, Gab. Now tell us, is it okay to give a gift bought on Marketplace and say it's brand new?
I think it's certainly okay to give a gift bought on Marketplace. I guess the question is, does it need to be specified whether or not it is even new?
Yeah,
well,
that's a great point.
That is, what do you think?
The thought that counts.
Yeah, like, I mean, in my case, our family, we always have, like, set limits on how much we're allowed to pay for each other so it doesn't go crazy.
Yeah.
So if it means that I'm spending $50 on my brother, if I can get him something worth a few $100 that I know he'd love and I've picked it up for $50, it's like, hell yeah, he'll just be impressed that I managed to get him something so good.
So just a question, though. If he asked you, oh, where did you get this from? Do you spill the beans or you just go, none of your business?
Never you mind.
Yeah.
I think I'd be pretty open about the fact that I got it on Marketplace. And I think he'd be cool with it. I think the trick is to not undersell him. Like, if you're going to spend $50, spend $50 anyway and get them something really good from Marketplace.
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, yeah, I scored it for $10. I'm going to keep my $40. You know?
You still got to wrap it really well. You know, like, if you make it look like you've spent the money.
This is why I'm a big believer in gift cards, because, no. You know how much they've spent on you. Like, it's written right there on the card. I'd much prefer a gift card. Hey, Gabby, we've got a double pass for you to our second annual end-of-year breakfast at Rose's Rooftop this Friday, if you want to come.
Oh, that's amazing. I'd love to come. Thank you.
Oh, no worries. Free brekkie up there. Final show of the year.
It'll be good.
We love you, Gab.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you. Love hanging out with you. Have a great day.
Thanks,
You're
Gabby.
You're welcome.
Oh, how good. So exciting.
She's our first listener again.
On the list, yeah.
On the list, Gabby. What's the goss coming up with Jackson next?
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard about the FKA Twigs drama with Shia LaBeouf, but she's taking him to court. She's suing him, and C is weighing in. She's had an experience, so I'll tell you about that. Also, too, Shawn Mendes has apologised to Sam Smith, and I'll tell you why.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
And we've got What's the Goss with producer Jackson. And I can't wait to find out what's happening with his Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf. He's a bit of a loose cannon. So over the weekend, all these details about his ex-girlfriend suing him, FKA Twigs. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she's a singer.
Yeah.
So she sued him for emotional and physical abuse, also claiming that he gave her an STD knowingly. So this is a really big lawsuit that's going down right now.
Gosh.
There's going to be like a lot more details coming out. He's blamed it on the fact that he has PTSD and that he's an alcoholic. But someone who's coming out in defense of FKA Twigs is our very own Sia. So she's put on Twitter. She's so honest, Sia, which really strikes me. So she's put on Twitter, I too have been hurt emotionally by Shia, a pathological liar who conned me into an adulterous relationship claiming he was single. So she's saying good on FKA Twigs for standing up and taking this guy to court.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Sia smashed him, actually.
Yeah.
Really brutal.
I didn't know she had a relationship with him.
Well, I think this is all coming out because it was obviously probably very secret. Like,
yeah.
These celebs
yeah,
do
yeah,
secret yeah. things. But this has been a long time coming. Like, Shia LaBeouf, there's always been rumours about him and he's always acting erratically. There was big rumours recently because Olivia Wilde actually fired him from her upcoming movie.
Really?
And everyone was like, ooh, I wonder why this happened. But she's also come out in support of FKA Twigs as well.
Wow. Do you know, I'm just having a look online. Sia and Shia LaBeouf, not a good-looking couple. Like, they don't suit each other. Like, they're both, you know, okay-looking, but they're just, yeah, they don't suit.
Shia LaBeouf is one of those guys, when I look at him, I think, oh, well, do you know what? I'd be scared to walk past you by myself in an alley of a night.
Yeah.
He's just got that vibe about
him. He's got those shifts, something in the eyes. He needs help. No, yeah. You can tell when you look in someone's eyes if they're not right.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
He's a little bit
trouble. Did all of that, like, didn't he, like, get fired from a movie not too long ago for doing, like, naked shoots and stuff?
Yeah, and he's been known to walk around streets naked and stuff like that. Big downfall since
not art.
No. So fingers crossed he gets help. I will update you on any details. That's going to unfold over the next couple of days. Moving on to Shawn Mendes. He's had to apologize to Sam Smith. Now, over the weekend, I was getting all these notifications on Twitter because it was just melting down. Apparently, the Jingle Ball, because you know how Sam Smith come out as somebody who doesn't identify as any gender?
Yeah.
Sam Smith was introduced by Shawn Mendes as a he, and all of his fans were just outraged. So, very quick to jump online, Shawn Mendes said, "Oh, Sam Smith, I'm so sorry for referring to you as he for your Jingle Ball introduction. I'm incredibly sorry." Sam Smith just responded with, "We're all learning. Merry Christmas."
Yeah, I don't think he cares that much by the sounds of it.
So really what Shawn Mendes should have said was them, yeah?
Them and they.
Them and they.
Yes.
There we go. We are all learning.
Well, that, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I would have if I had to introduce Sam Smith to, you know, yesterday at some event, I would have said he too, probably.
Yeah, well, it's easy to...
Easy mistake.
It's all new.
Shawn Mendes, what a sweetheart. Yet again, proves, you know, what a great guy he
is. Maddie's dream, man.
Apologises straight away.
Maddie's dream, man.
Move over, Camila.
Maddie's coming to town.
They're going strong, hey?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Look, honestly, you've got... I bring this up as evidence. It's so the final thing I'll say on this relationship, because I bang on about it all the time.
Yeah.
But that man... let her be dragged down the street by her three dogs and didn't bat an eyelid, didn't run for her. So, I mean, I'm questioning the relationship.
Yeah, that. Everyone's questioning it, except Jade.
Yeah, just letting it go.
Love is love.
I love really love. Happy. Poor Sean.
Poor Camila.
Yeah. Both sexes are fighting over him. Everyone wants him.
Everyone wants a bit of Sean.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, our new sign up next. And I'm very excited. Before 8 o'clock this morning, Jade, we've got a psychic on the air with her psychic predictions for 2021. Crevo, yeah. I can see in my peripheral vision you rolling your eyes already.
Glazing over.
I'm very excited for this. Can we ask her any questions or anything we want?
Yeah, she says she's sort of open to that. So she
let's ask her if I'll get my license today.
Well, yeah, she might know. Well, apparently she predicted Donald Trump was going to get coronavirus and Joe Biden would win the election. So you know, she might.
Even I'm a bit of a skeptic, but I think that was quite obvious that all of those things would happen.
I don't know, but that's a sort of her claim to fame at the moment, but we'll see.
Jade's crackpot bloody guess.
Oh, look, let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
All right.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So, guys, I have to give you an update on my three chihuahuas, Reuben, Myrtle and Coco, because there was a bit of an incident at the vet on Friday afternoon, which I got to update you guys on. And let's just say we have to have a follow-up today because things didn't go too well.
You got to go back to the vet.
Got to go back to the vet today.
Do you have to pay again?
Well, no.
I'd assume so.
It all revolves around Myrtle and her vaccinations that could/couldn't be done due to her aggro-ness. So I'm going to give you a full spiel on the ordeal in just a moment.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And we're talking chihuahuas. Obviously, I have three. I'm biased.
You're three angels, aren't they?
Yes, I think chihuahuas are the greatest. And they are my little angels until Myrtle turns into the little she-devil. So I took her to the vet. Took all three, actually. I tried to drag Maddie there along to the appointment because I needed some manpower.
What did I say? No.
Sorry, what time is it? I'm busy at that time.
Smart move. But the thing is, packed them into the pram, pushing them along. We're going in there. As soon as we get in, obviously, they all start carrying on like a pork chop. One lady's there. Oh, they're so cute. Whilst they're barking at her.
They're trying
to
bite her finger off.
But no, they are really good cheese. They settle down once they get in there.
Yeah.
But once we got into the vet room, Coco and Reuben, stars. Perfect. Myrtle, on the other hand, was not having a bar of it. I don't know what's changed in the last year because she's actually three now. Never had this issue. Could take her in, could get her annual injections. She wouldn't be an issue. This time round, she was not letting anyone near her. I was so embarrassed. It's the first time I've actually been embarrassed as a dog owner because there was nothing they could do. They couldn't even get the muzzle on her. They tried putting like a towel over her, and obviously they didn't want to upset her because her anxiety just peaks and she will just won't have a bar of anyone getting near her, to the point where she'll try accidentally bite me if she misjudges who's around her.
Jay, so you got bitten by your own dog?
Yeah, it was full on. And then they said, look, we don't want to do any more because obviously we don't want to traumatize her too much. Mm. And I'm like, well, she's already traumatized, but that's okay. And so they gave me some pills. Now, I did say to them,
Doggy Valium.
So we had to give her one last night, and we've got to give her another one this morning to try and...
Has it chilled her out?
Well, I was looking at her this morning.
Is she all like glazed eyes looking at you like, hello,
Jay? I sort of got that vibe. But the thing is, last time they gave me these pills, they've switched the brand this time because last time it didn't work.
Not strong enough.
And I warned them. I said, you need to give me something very, very strong. Because being chihuahuas,
what a good mummy.
The vet underestimates them.
What was the vet saying to you? Because I do agree with that. I would be so embarrassed if my pet was carrying on like that. It's just, awkward.
She just doesn't like it. Extends to like nail cutting, even brushing her. Myrtle just doesn't like, I don't know what it
doesn't
is.
Doesn't like people touching
just,
her.
No, just instruments. Like she doesn't like it's the brushes and everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I'll give you the rundown today because we're going to have to drug her up again today and then hopefully we can go in there and get the injections done.
Doggy Valium.
But I don't know if anyone else has experienced this. If you can get in touch and tell me if you've, got a remedy.
I feel like you need that. I forget
the
name of it.
Like a dog trainer?
Yeah, but there's that famous TV one.
The whisperer, the dog,
oh my god, I've just found a whole new rabbit hole. I just put into YouTube Doggy Valium. Check out some of the titles. Dog gets high. Dog just rolling around the ground. Double dose of doggy downers. Dog tripping on lean.
That is a video I want to watch.
Caesar Milano, that's who he is.
Caesar, yeah, you need Caesar.
If there's a Caesar Milano of Newcastle,
oh well, good.
Get in touch, please, because I honestly don't know what else I can do with her.
Do you know what? So,
and she's a beautiful girl.
I think I can hook you up with a doggy whisperer.
Really?
Can you?
Well, I hosted several years ago a festival for dogs called Wolfstock.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah.
Funny.
And on stage, I remember I introduced a doggy whisperer. I think I can get you his details.
Oh, that'd be great.
If you get him on the show.
Because I need help. I can't be drugging her, all the time. For nail cutting especially, it's dangerous.
Too much. 7:44. Now, speaking of doggy whisperers, we're pivoting to human psychics next.
Yes.
A psychic predictions 2021. Now, we got chatting about this. You found some woman online.
Yeah, Rose.
And what's her name? Rose?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a psychic's name.
Yeah, Rose Smith.
Now, Rose Smith claim to fame is that she predicted that Donald Trump would get COVID-19 and Joe Biden would win the US election.
Yeah.
Now, these are two things that were quite obvious to most people.
Yeah, almost certainties.
Donald Trump was ignoring the masks and blah, blah, blah. Obviously, he was, more susceptible.
Maybe easier to
catching COVID-19.
Say an asteroid hitting Earth. So
we're going to catch up with Rose Smith, the psychic for psychic predictions for 2021. Up next, the new FM.
Jay, Maddie, and Creepo, the Novos.
Very exciting, guys, because we're joined now by an Australian psychic and spiritualist. Her name is Rose Smith for her 2021 psychic predictions.
Jay, Maddie, and Creepo.
Good morning, Rose. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for asking me on.
Oh, no, it's our absolute pleasure, Rose. Now, just from the outset, Jade and myself, so we're pretty open-minded. We do have a member of the team here, Crevo, who's a bit of a skeptic. So just telling you from the outset if he's, you know, questioning your ability.
I would never question your ability. I might not 100% believe everything, but I wouldn't question it.
Well, that's okay. You know, this is a free country. So far, you can believe what you want.
That's 100% true.
Now, Rose, very interestingly, you predicted recently that Donald Trump would contract COVID-19 and that Joe Biden would win the U.S. election. Now, 2021 obviously kicking off. We all hope it's a better year. What are your top tips for next year? What do you think will happen?
Oh, look, I'm sure it is going to be a better year, but it's not going to be a walk in the park. So I've been doing the astrology, actually, for all the star signs on YouTube, and I can see that all of the star signs have got some moments where there's a sigh of relief and we all go, thank God,
you
know, that 2020 is over.
Good.
But, yeah, it's still not easy. It's still a lot of frustration. But, look, we're so lucky. We're in Australia, honestly. This place is like going to be the beacon hope for the world, I think, eventually, you know, what comes out of COVID.
Oh, okay. So what is there anything in particular that we should be looking out for next year? Like there's, I don't know, any celebrity drama that you can hone into that we should be, in that you might predict?
Well, there's a lot of change around, and so I think people really have to be flexible and agile. So if they're, you know, trying to stick to the same old ideas, they're probably going to be disappointed. So, you know, even with work, I see a lot of new opportunities coming up. I had a vision just a couple of days ago. Scott Morrison was handing out chocolate paddle pops to everybody.
Okay.
And it was summertime, and that says to me he's going to hand out some sweeteners to the population. So we can expect the government will be giving money rather than taking money away. But
chocolate paddle pops. He looks like a guy that likes a chocolate paddle pop.
He does.
Poking one of them in his mouth.
Yeah, so and a lot of new innovative laws and policies about climate, and so I think there's some real openings there for new jobs, and the government's going to encourage it, you know, whereas before they've sort of taken, you know, a more neutral position or even actively, you know, not encouraging us the way they should be with regard to, you know, doing things that we can to help climate change.
When are we going to be able to travel again? That's what I want to know, because I'm really keen to go on holidays.
Do you mean overseas?
Yeah,
apart
of course.
From New Zealand? Yeah, apart from New Zealand, at least another year, probably two.
Another year or two?
At least.
About once we get this vaccine? We can't go then?
Well, you can go, but the other countries, if you want to go to the States, it's going to take them a long time.
To recover.
I actually saw this morning, around the COVID numbers, while I was having a shower, I got this flash of green, and then I heard the word seven-digit death.
Oh.
And so though they're rolling out the vaccine, I think, in the next week or so, it's going to take them a long time for the vaccine to actually make a measurable effect. So, you know, it won't be safe to go to a lot of countries.
No, you're right there. Quick question, Rose. Can you pick up anything from myself, Maddie or Crevo at all? Is there any energies or predictions you can see for us?
Yeah.
I don't know. Normally, sometimes you can hone into one person. Mm. I know that might be... I'm just curious.
Yeah, so when you were talking, I saw the colour jade, and then I realised that was your name.
Yeah.
But that means, because I see that colour, it's like blue and green together, and so that means growth, but the growth comes through self-expression. Uh-oh. And so you might get some growth in your career, and so, you know, like more reliable work or more work or pay rise or something like that.
Was that just for Jade, Rose, or for the three of us?
That's for Jade, because I saw the colour jade.
Wow, there you go.
What about Crevo and I? Are you picking up anything on us?
Okay, so Crevo.
That's the skeptic.
Yeah, well, I'm still chatting to you, though.
It's funny, you know, because Okay, I got grey, which is like...
It's funny, he's wearing actually a grey jacket right now.
Yeah, it's almost grey.
Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah, this is the thing. Sometimes it's symbolic and sometimes it's actual. And I always interpret in the symbolic mode because that's just the way my mind works. But it's like a steadiness or a stability there. But I also saw a door opening up, and there's some steps on the right. So that means some action steps. So there's some opportunity to take some action, but I get some hesitancy. So it's like you might decide you want to go for something, but you're not sure. And so you need to take action, but I see change in direction around you too, because when I go up the steps, it veers around to the left, and that says more creative, even, you know, more intuitive, more psychic, using a different part of your brain. So even though you say you don't believe, you really do.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That's
there you
cool.
go.
And what about me? Can you, are you picking anything up with me, Rose?
I see red bricks. I'm wondering with you about relocation or renovation.
Oh, interesting.
Something to do with a house.
Oh, wow.
Well, funny you say that. He's actually looking at moving in,
March next year,
Yeah, so you could get there, but you know when you move in, you've got to move stuff around, and that's probably why I'm getting like the renovation vibe.
Yeah.
There's some things not quite right that have to be changed.
Yes.
But yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay.
Good stuff.
One more question. Very important question. Today, Maddie is going for his driving test.
Yeah.
Right? Now, he's been once before as a young man. When he was much younger, hasn't been, this is, what was that, how long ago was
so
that,
when I was
10,
like, yeah, like
10 years ago?
12 years ago, so I'm 30 now.
Yeah.
I'm going for my license.
He's going for his license today. Is he going to get his license?
Oh, my heart's in my throat. And when you're saying that, it's like anxiety is through the roof. I did see green, which does mean growth and opportunity. So as long as you've looked at all the rules and things,
yep.
I feel it's more positive than not. There might be a couple little things that you don't get 100% right, but they're going to pass anyway.
Oh,
how good is that? Well, I'll take that.
Thank
Perfect.
You, Rose.
Perfect. That's all we needed to hear.
Well, what I get from that, I'm going to move next year, and you two are going to leave me and get better career opportunities. Thanks, Rose.
No, I don't think so.
Rose is great.
Thanks, Rose. We appreciate it.
Thanks
that was
for
very
that.
Good. Thank you so
very
much.
Very insightful.
No worries.
Do you
have a good day.
Do you have a website, Rose, that we can people can get in touch with you on if they want to chat to you?
Well, yes, they can come to, if they need a psychic reading, come to AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com or come on to my YouTube channel, Absolute Soul Secrets. I'm doing the 2021 horoscopes at the moment.
Perfect.
Oh, there we
good
go.
Good stuff. Thank you, Rose. Appreciate your time. There you go, guys. Interesting stuff.
I think
Newstone.
She was on the money there.
Up next, New FM.
You're going to get your license today, mate.
Yeah.
How exciting.
I did start to question it when she's like, oh, that's all the colour jade.
No.
That's your name.
Oh, there's some red bricks. She's probably sitting in a room where she can see red bricks.
Oh,
she was good.
She was good. I
nice
like
lady.
Yeah.
Nice lady.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo, the Novos.
So on Friday's show during What's the Goss, Jackson played this bit of audio from Nigella Lawson, TV chef, because she was saying this word in a really weird way. Mm. So we all say it, and I think almost everyone in the world says it, as microwave. She, however, says it in a totally different way. Now, Jackson, do you have that audio accessible at all?
I do. Here you go.
But I still need
a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
I love it.
Microwave.
So what I thought we could do today, just a bit of fun, is that is it you or someone you know that says a word in a weird way? Maybe it's your partner or your kids, like maybe they're struggling, like they're still learning to talk or whatever, and they say a word in a weird way. When I was a kid, I couldn't say SP, like anything with SP. So
it, like in, spoof.
It, like spoon, say, for example.
Oh, spoon.
I would say as foon or spanner would be fanner. Everything with SP.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't say it as a kid. I'd always, like, mispronounce it.
Like, so what age did that turn around for you?
Oh, you know, four or something, getting three, four when I was getting ready.
Fanner.
So does it mean sports? So you'd say
Fort? Yeah.
Sports.
I would love to hear that.
Yeah, so, like, this is the sort of thing we're after. Or, you know, especially if you're an adult that says something in a weird way, even better.
Yeah, yeah. No judgments.
No.
I have so many.
You have your own Jadeism dictionary.
I have my own language. So.
So many examples.
Like, you know, no shame, no judgment.
Nah, it's all a bit of fun. 13 10 09. What do you say in a weird way, or maybe it's your partner or your kids? Just a bit of fun for a Monday morning.
My favourite Jadeism is, yeah, this afternoon I'm going to get some recorderling ciders.
What is it?
Recorderling.
Oh, yeah.
Lig.
I like recordling.
12 past
Sounds
8.
Better.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
13 10 09 this morning, guys. We're asking you, what word do you say in a weird way?
Jay, Maddie and Creepo.
Yeah, this is all after Nigella Lawson revealed, well, just by being on a show and saying, microwave.
Microwave.
Which nobody has ever said before in that way.
Never. That is a first.
Yeah. So this is what we're after. Let's go to the phone.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thank you. So what word is it that you say differently, or is it someone you know?
It's someone I know. There's actually three of them.
Yeah, great.
Perfect.
So I've got one of my stepchildren, when he was younger, he couldn't say spaghetti. He used to always say biscotti.
Oh,
a classic.
Oh, that's
a cute one.
It is. And he couldn't say testicles. He'd always call them tentacles.
that is a funny implication.
Yeah, it did. And my daughter fell over on Sunday and broke her arm on a synthetic bowling green.
Oh.
And when she was telling everyone, she'd say she fell over on sympathetic grass.
Sympathetic grass.
It was good. The grass felt for her. Felt bad for her.
How old is she? Is she doing okay?
Yeah, she's 8. You wouldn't know she'd broken her arm if she didn't have a cast on.
Wow.
Sympathetic grass. It wasn't so sympathetic, was it?
I love that. No. Thanks for your call. So
thanks. Thanks, Nicole. That was a great call. Love that. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good, and you?
Yeah, we're doing well. Now, tell us, is it you or someone you know that says a word in a weird way?
It was my cousin when he was younger. He could never pronounce truck properly. He'd always replace the T with an S.
So that Perla. How old was he when he was getting around saying truck?
Three.
Oh.
Quite awkward.
But do you know what?
It's cute when they're little and they let it, because they don't know
Age.
Exactly.
Imagine that he's, you know, in Kmart. Mum, I want that truck.
Yeah.
Imagine the other parents. They'd be judging them so hard.
Absolutely.
What's going on at home?
Out in public.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Joe.
Awesome. And Mel, what word do you say in a weird way?
Well, it's actually my dad.
Oh, what does he say?
From Germany. We thought it was a language barrier, but it wasn't. You know how you have blowfly, but it's a blue fly. Blue fly.
That's a pretty looking fly.
It's a blue fly.
When he tried to say it correctly, he looked like some weird fish, like with his lips out.
I love that. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Mel. Oh, that's so good. Hey, guys, coming up next. So, as I mentioned earlier on in the show, this Friday is our second annual end-of-year breakfast at Rose's Rooftop in Newcastle. This overlooks the harbour, the beaches. It's incredible. We put breakfast on. We do the show live from Roses between 6 and 9. And basically, we want to invite the people that love this show to come along and have brekkie with us and celebrate the last show of the year.
Yeah, but we have limited spots.
Limited spots. If you're a fan of the show and you want to come along and get involved, give us a call right now, 131009. We've got three doubles to give away. So if you want to come along, you need to be available, obviously, between 6 and 9. But the tickets are there. If you want to come, give us a call right now.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
We're going into the third year of our show next year, and I'm so excited. It's been a good, solid year this year, despite everything that's happened. And one of our favourite parts of the year is our annual end-of-year breakfast. We do this each year on the last show, and it's happening again this Friday at Rose's Rooftop in Newcastle. They're putting on massive breakfast for us, our listeners. You can come along, watch the show live. So if you're a fan of the show, give us a call right now, 131009. We've got a few doubles to give away.
Jay, Maddie and Krivo.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
It's probably one of the best views, like, from a location in Newcastle.
Oh, agreed.
Because you got
it blows your mind. It's a secret spot.
You got the beach on one side, and you've got the city pretty much unobstructed. You can see the fort there as well. Mm-hmm. It's just an awesome spot. It's this cool vibe as well.
We've got really so many surprises for the last show in store for you guys. Let's give the first one away. Samantha's on the line. Hello, Samantha.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show. Do you want to come along and have brekkie with us?
I'd love to.
Oh, good stuff. Have you been listening to the show for long? Are you a new listener, old listener?
Old listener.
Oh, good awesome. Stuff. I love that. Now, well, double pass. All yours, Samantha.
Can't
Thank
wait
you very
to see
much.
You there.
Let's go to Karen.
Karen, how are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, Hi. Really good. Would you like to come along to our end-of-year breakfast?
Oh, would I ever? I would love to come.
You sound like a very friendly Karen.
Yes, I am. Bring back the Karens.
Yes. 2021
is going to be the Karen year.
It's funny.
Oh, I hope so.
That you mentioned bring back the Karens, because actually Rose's Rooftop have a cocktail called Karen and it's very delicious. They said they only use the best ingredients for it.
Oh, it's good.
Well, that sounds like my sort of cocktail.
Now, Karen, are you new to the show or an older listener?
Well, I'm somewhat new because I switch radio stations, I think, I couldn't tell you, maybe 12 months ago or more, but I love it.
Oh,
so
good.
I listen to it all the time, even when I'm travelling.
Oh, that's
really
sweet.
I do a lot of travel and it's really, I really enjoy it.
Thanks so much for your support, Karen. We really appreciate it. We really do. Thank you so much. We can't wait to see you on Friday.
All right. Hey, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Good morning.
You're coming to brekkie with us.
You.
Linda, are you there?
You excited?
Oh, good.
You're coming to brekkie.
I know. It's normal reaction to be speechless with great news like this.
What about you, Linda? New to the show or an older listener?
No, an older listener.
Oh, good stuff.
Excellent.
Well, thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we do have a surprise for everyone that's coming along on Friday. This man is making his return to Newcastle. NASA, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. I tell you what, I am so excited because last week, as you know, I had an amazing, crazy, crazy week.
You did.
This is going to be like the release, you know, like release the beast within, you know, that, you know what they say? What's his name? That guy that gives you the inspiration? Release the beast within. That's what I thought.
Anthony Robbins or something?
Anthony
is
Robbins,
that
that's right.
Oh,
Anthony
I was thinking
Robbins, give me your money.
NASA, we do have to say, you know what? We do love you, NAS, and we wanted to say to you as well, thank you for, you know, being a part of our show this year. We wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so excited to see you. It's going to be great. You can host the show with us for a little bit, meet the listeners.
Yes, yeah.
All right.
It's going to be brilliant.
And they can ask any questions they want. Like, they can ask, what's coming up? When's this show going to air? How's it going to be? Is it true that Davina got offered $40,000 to appear? Why did she knock it back? All that sort of stuff.
The Max expose.
NASA, you're like you're a cross between the TV Guide and Woman's Day. And I love it.
With a little dash of Daily Mail in there.
Personified.
As well.
A little bit of Max of Daily Mail. It's so true, honestly. Like, and you know know what? I get all my information. People message me all the time. Like, I don't sort of contact them because I don't follow these people, but they message me all the time, or, you know, their followers message me, go, did you know so-and-so did this, and did you know so-and-so did that? So, yes, I am the encyclopedia of reality TV.
Very good. Well, NASA, we can't wait to see you Friday morning. It's going to be great. Have a good week, man. We'll see you on Friday.
Mate, I'm looking forward to it. I've hired the limousine. I've hired the security guards, right? I've sent you my rider. You know what I'm wanting?
Yeah, you
want
my riders. Yeah, it was a bag of Allen snakes, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And a cup of herbal tea.
Now, NASA, last time you came up here, I think it was our Kiss and Tell cruise.
That's right.
You bring along like a whole posse. Like, there was like a whole team of people around you. Now, how many people are you planning on bringing this
just
time?
For numbers. Numbers.
Well, I'm going to bring two, you know, a driver, a security guard, and a minder.
That's three plus you. So that'll be four of you. All right, two doubles will sort you out.
Can't wait. Thanks,
Matt. It'll be good, mate. It'll be good.
Jade, Maddie, and Grevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie, and Grevo.
Jade, Maddie, and Grevo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free. Up next with Jackson.
Topic to help you kick off your work week.
Brilliant.
Breaking me.
Our city.
Yes. I know, Maddie, you said the other day that it's not your favourite. I love this song, though. This reminds me of being in, like, year eight and having teenage angst.
See, real talk, I did that at karaoke once.
Yeah.
I think there's footage somewhere, too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Can we get the footage?
How can we get that?
How do we get the footage, Maddie?
I'll share it. I have to find it. Some buried deep within my Facebook page, I think.
There's an activity for us.
That's something I would sit there all day and do.
I'm already scrolling. Sam Smith and Diamonds, they're coming up as well.
Very good. Thank you.
Awesome.
But obviously, 11:45 is the big time for Maddie today, because you're going to go for your driving lesson.
Big moment.
Driving test, I should say.
It's a big moment. I'm excited. This has been over 10 years in the making.
Yeah.
And I've got to say to you guys, again, thank you for pushing me to do this, because it would have taken me
There's been
another
a few
year.
Tears another and tantrums 10 years. Along the way. But we're going to chat more about it in a second.
Okay. Right now, what a fitting song. I swear that you guys have stitched me up with this. Rihanna, Shut Up and Drive.
I swear I didn't do that.
Jade, Maddie, and Grevo, the Novos.
And today's a big day, everyone. Maddie is finally going for his driving test at 11:45. He'll be on the roads, so don't distract him if you drive past and you see him, because he needs full concentration.
I'm so excited for you, because this is actually a moment in your life that think it will change your life.
Yeah.
We get to sort of experience and be a part of it.
Absolutely. I've been, you know what, like I said, thank you again, guys, for pushing me. That's what true friends do.
That's okay.
They push you over the ledge, over the cliff, and force you to swim.
I think when you, like, assuming you get this, you're going to just, like, appreciate the moment when you get it, because I feel like you're going to get this, like, freeing feeling in you. It's going to be amazing. Just wait and see.
I have to bring something up, though.
What?
Because we were having a chat, and your mum's going for her license on Friday.
Yeah.
Now, what I find is that I finally found that Maddie's competitive streak, because he finally admitted to saying how he wants to get it before his mother does.
No, because
you
it's
said,
a
I
little
can't live it down if mum gets it before me.
No, because not so much like...
those were your words.
Can I answer? Can I reply to this?
Yeah,
the reason, right, I said that is because I think it gets a little bit pathetic if my mum gets it before I do. Like, I should be getting it, you know, first. It's just a thing. Leave me alone.
It's just a thing. Leave me alone.
Do you know who's been fantastic is my driving instructor, Bernadette, who has very kindly donated her time, her patience.
And put back her holiday for you.
I know. I can't thank her enough. Bernadette, good morning. Hello.
Feeling.
Oh, there she is.
Bernadette.
How are you?
Good. I'm just in the car. So I apologise if the quality's not good. I've got it on loudspeaker.
No, that's okay. Bernadette, so obviously over the weekend, you were meant to be going to Port Macquarie to kickstart your holiday, but you decided to stay back and help Maddie get his licence, and you took him for a couple of driving lessons over the weekend. Where's he at?
Yeah, look, I actually did go up Port Macquarie. I'm on my way back now. I got the kids settled and came back. Look, Matty is doing really well. He's actually ready for his test. He, unfortunately, when you have your license for so long like Matty did, you kind of get a bit relaxed in knowing the things that they're looking for the test. But it was just...
Yeah.
Sorry, you cut out a little bit there.
Yeah. Now, what Bernadette is saying,
yeah.
I'll finish the sentence, is that, you know, like, she thinks I've become a little bit too complacent because I've had my L's for so long.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like, there's been a couple little habits, but overall, I think that I'm pretty good. Like, I was really crappy on roundabouts before. I'm really, like, nailing that now. Head checks. I didn't realize just how, like, how much I didn't know about driving. Like, you think that you can, but then, you know,
there's a lot to it.
Lessons are very important. But we've had a call come through. We're going to flip to Josh. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Josh.
Hey.
Hey, do you have a message for Maddie?
Yeah, you're wasted, bro.
Huh?
Don't be nervous. Oh.
I thought you said you're wasted, bro. I'm like,
no. No, you're wasted.
Don't be nervous. You'll nail it.
Oh, thanks, Josh.
That's kind.
Thanks, that's really nice. Thanks for calling, man.
How many times did you go for a test, Josh, when you went for your license? Did you get through the first time?
I got my L second time computer test.
Yeah. So two first times.
For the P's.
Well,
two or three for the greens and another probably one or two for the blacks.
Wow. So not a shining example of getting it first time, but...
No, but, you know, no, that's actually proves, like, that you never give up.
Persistence pays up, yeah.
That's a, you know, always continue to strive for what you want in life.
I'm getting so many messages. Denver's message, good luck today with your driving lesson, Maddie. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, look,
who's
Newcastle's behind you. The Hunter's behind you.
Oh, good
stuff, guys.
Everyone's
wishing you luck.
Just don't get too confident. Watch your speed.
No, I'm, like, slowed right down, you know, it's good that it's a little bit rainy today as well, because it, like, you know, it'll just let it go a little bit slower and
you can take your time. You're going to do great.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you.
I can't wait.
We'll let you know tomorrow. And I'm not going to get disappointed if I fail. You know, I've tried the first time, but I'll book in my test if I fail.
Like, straight away,
they say to do it. Yeah. Oh, good on ya.
No, good stuff.
What a great day.
Last calls.
Yeah, that's right. 13 10 09. If you want to get in touch and talk about anything at all that's been on the show, maybe, you know, we've spoken to a psychic today. We've had some debates about different things. Maddie's getting his license. Whatever you want to chat about, 13 10 09. We're taking your calls next.
Jade, Maddie, and Grevo, the Novos,
Matchbox 20. You're right there, Joe.
Maddie's isolated my laugh there.
That is a cackle and a half, isn't it?
What was that from?
I don't remember.
I can't remember, but it's
a real cackle.
Yeah, it was my real evil laugh.
Hey, last call, son.
Hello.
Last call.
That's right. This is your chance to call up. Talk about anything you want. It's like our very own AM radio segment for 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah, the quick version.
All right, who do we have on the line?
We have Michael this morning. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm good, mate.
Yeah, going well. Now, I believe you have a soapbox you'd like to hop up onto this morning.
Yeah.
All right, off you go.
Oh, love the show. Only been listening since August.
Oh, thanks for joining.
Thanks, man. Thank Appreciate you. It.
Yeah, moved up from the Central Coast.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Who did you used to listen to?
Sorry?
Well, what station did you used to listen to?
It was 2GO, which went to Triple M.
Oh, good. So you're a new FM guy now. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, so...
What else did you want to talk about?
Yeah, live up the Hunter Valley.
Oh, good. Good stuff.
I do about 6-7 runs through the M15 daily from Brankston to the M1. The amount of cars that they see on the side of the road.
Like burnt out cars.
Yeah, they get abandoned, they sit there for a week or so, then they get stripped, then they get burnt out.
Yeah.
And so I saw along the road.
Maybe that's and where I should go get a car. When I get my license, I just find one of the ones on the side of the road.
I like that.
Yeah, pick up a car from there. But, you know, why doesn't the government do something about it? Why can't, you know, they clean these cars up before they get burnt out?
Well, that's a great point.
That is a good point. I'm with you, actually. It's funny when we got told what you wanted to talk about, I was like, you know what? I agree with you. There are so many burnt out cars around our area, and for whatever reason, I don't know, but I'm guessing you have to report them first to the police and then they have to investigate. I'm guessing it's a massive process, and then who covers that charge, you know?
Yeah, it costs a fortune.
Yeah, getting rid of all them.
Do you know what? Question, like, say you see like a burnt out car or like an abandoned car, mm-hmm. Are you able to ring the wreckers and say, hey, there's a car here, and get paid for it?
No.
Like, whose property is it when a car gets abandoned?
I don't know. It's still owners, isn't it? The vehicle's still registered.
Yeah, that's right. True. It's registered,
It isn't registered, you know, out of rego or whatever. You know, the police patrol the roads daily. Why can't they turn around and say, okay, we've got a car here, get a tow truck over?
I've never noticed, like, the issue. But, I mean, I don't get around on the roads all that often.
Well, okay.
Well, you raise an interesting point.
So, I've just had a look online. You can go, there's a Service New South Wales, like, sub-website where you can report an abandoned car.
Oh, cool.
If you believe a vehicle has been abandoned or dumped, you can call New South Wales Police 131444 or go to your local council and then you put the location in, model number, blah, blah, blah. Job done.
Good stuff. Thanks, Michael. Welcome to the family, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks for ringing.
Well, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Good luck, Maddie.
Thank you for your
test, mate. We'll get the wrap tomorrow. I'm sure you'll be fine.
I'm sure, too.
You've got this in the bag.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the support. Next, though, 105 commercial free. Jackson,
yeah,
hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good luck, mate.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, just fail in front of Newcastle.
Can we take some bets around the team?
I think you'll get it.
You got it.
Got it?
I reckon you've got it, too.
Yeah. Hamish, real talk, do you think I'll get my license? Yep, he put his thumbs up.
Yeah, I reckon you'll get it, Maddie.
Oh, good. Hopefully.
Everything is in place.
Manifest it.
As Crevo
cringes away. Justin Bieber. It's on the way. Panic at the Disco as we go 105 commercial free. These girls. Your summer songs sound like the Veronicas.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. And I do believe, Jackson, UFM's 12 Days of Christmas is happening right across the workday today. $50 Coles gift cards up for grabs.
Correct. Yeah, just got to listen out for that singing Santa.
Santa's a terrible singer.
Yeah, who knew? Like, I've known he's good at eating milk and cookies and everything, but who knew he was such a bad singer?
All right, guys, enjoy. Catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.